You're listening to Positively Anti-Inflammatory, the show for people just like you who want to keep inflammation down and your spirits up. I'm your host, Alyssa Abrahamson, functional nutritional therapist and wellness coach. Today and every Wednesday, I'm here to be your coach and your guide as I offer insightful ways for you to lead a positively anti-inflammatory life. Hello and welcome to episode 174. So today we're talking about toxic positivity. A few episodes ago, I shared the affirmation of the month of April 2024 from Louise Hay's I Can Do It calendar. I gave my off-the-cuff reflections on the affirmation, and as I was reading it, I thought, okay, you know, wow, some might think this is, you know, this affirmation is, you know, brings up toxic positivity. So I mentioned that, touched upon that in the episode a few weeks ago. And so today we're gonna explore it further. So as you know, I'm a huge believer in the power of positivity. And what's super cool is that there is a lot of information out there on the power of positivity and how it affects your overall health. For example, according to the Mayo Clinic and John Hopkins Medicine, positive thinking has significant and measurable results, such as improved cardiovascular health, stronger immune system, and increased lifespan. So, okay, you know how sometimes when you're feeling sad or anxious or overwhelmed or frustrated, and you just want someone to comfort you and say, "Don't worry, my beautiful friend, everything will be okay." And that feels good. And you feel better because you know, it feels good to get that reassurance. And we all want to be hopeful and positive and feel good. But the thing is when that positivity turns toxic is when it can be harmful. So today we're going to talk all about toxic positivity, what it is, what are some of the causes, common expressions and experiences of toxic positivity, signs, and examples of it, why it's harmful to our health. I will also share some non-toxic alternatives and how to deal with toxic positivity. Okay. You want to dive in? Okay, let's go. All right. So what in the heck is toxic positivity? Well, toxic positivity is when you are actively avoiding, suppressing, or rejecting negativity or difficult and uncomfortable emotions. So toxic positivity takes the standpoint that no matter how challenging or dire or difficult a situation, that you should maintain a positive mindset and only express positive thoughts and emotions. So toxic positivity denies the validity of our authentic and genuine human emotions, you know, like sadness and frustration and anger. And it really, you know, it implies a denial or suppression of emotions. And often, you know, this attitude can cause harm, especially when positivity is forced onto people who are experiencing grief or trauma or depression or any other, you know, a mental health issue. So what are some causes of toxic positivity? Okay, so this is really interesting to think about, that it's a defense mechanism. Right? It's a defense mechanism. It totally makes sense. So toxic positivity can really be used to protect ourselves because we don't want to deal with this crap. it's protecting ourselves from what we may perceive as uncomfortable or difficult emotions, whether it's toward yourself or towards others. We can't we can't handle it. And, you know, sometimes we can't handle it. So really at its core, it often stems from a fear of confronting our own emotional pain or other people's emotional pain. And it can be a way of avoiding dealing with this discomfort. And some other factors that can contribute to roots of toxic positivity are, you know, think about your upbringing, you know, whether it's family conditioning or societal or cultural. If we're always being taught to appear happy and everything is great, you know, even when we're struggling, that's real, you know, that's real. Another root of toxic positivity could be, you know, just that discomfort with vulnerability or lack of emotional coping skills. Here's the deal. We are not taught how to process emotions. I mean, some of us are, you know, more lucky than others that maybe we grow up going to therapy or we have, you know, a family that is talks about emotions, but so many of us don't. Everything is just, you know, put on a happy face and move forward with life. So, all right. Examples of toxic positivity. So, okay, just, you know, imagine this. Imagine a person who just lost someone very close to them. You know, they're grieving and devastated, and they're sharing this with a friend. And then the friend responds by, everything happens for a reason. So in that moment, when the grieving friend is sharing this, like, and then the friend responds, everything happens for a reason. How does that make the grieving person feel? I mean, probably misunderstood, invalidated, certainly not comforted. It's basically dismissing what they're going through. And, you know, we've all experienced it when people project, you know, toxic positivity onto us and we feel as if our feelings are, yeah, they're dismissed, they're ignored, they're invalidated. And it feels like crap. You know, and the thing is that toxic positivity usually it isn't intended to cause harm. Often it really is well intended. And of course, we want to help make our friend feel better. And it typically happens when we, you know, when we want to help, but maybe we just don't know what to say. But, you know, ultimately, it really can imply a denial of emotions and a feeling, you know, and feelings of disconnect or disconnection and isolation. So here are some, so this is so interesting. Here are some common expressions and experiences of toxic positivity. Feeling guilty for feeling sad or angry or whatever feelings you're feeling. Trying to be stoic, you know, masking painful emotions, trying to just get over it. I mean, sometimes we do need just to get over it. Okay. Other, you know, common expressions of and experiences of toxic positivity are, you know, brushing things off that are bothering you, that are bothering you with it is what it is. Which, by the way, I know that phrase like is used all the time, and I don't know what it is about it, but I had an old friend who used to say it all the time and it just bothered me. Anyway, dismissing yours or other people's difficult experiences or feelings, you know, just fully dismissing, moving on, trying to give someone a positive only perspective, like it could be worse, instead of validating their emotional experience. Shaming others or yourself, you know, for showing frustration or any weakness or vulnerabilities. Do you ever shame yourself for showing for being vulnerable? Now, this is hopefully thought-provoking. So toxic positivity phrases include, you'll get over it. Just don't think about it. First world problems. Think of all you have to be thankful for. Positive vibes only. If I can do it, you can do it. I've certainly said that. You should feel grateful. Look on the bright side. And how about, at least it's not dot, 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 you know, oh, I got this diagnosis. Well, at least it's not blah, 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 or at least, you know, da, da, da. And then what about cheer up? Oh my God. When I think about, you know, if you just tell yourself or someone else when they're feeling sad or whatever, cheer up, does that help? Does that help? Let's get, absolutely not. I mean, if they are, in, if it's just cheer, sometimes it can, but it has to be more than just, oh, cheer up. Sometimes it can make you feel worse. And, you know, trying to force a feeling that you simply don't feel can backfire and make everything worse, which sucks. All right. So all of this is to say, name it to tame it and feel it to heal it. Go back and listen to episode 141. Name it to tame it. Feel it to heal it. Okay. So I am definitely like, I have worked so hard on being a listener and just keeping my trap shut. However, sometimes I can say those phrases too, but I want to share a personal story of when I caught myself before I was like, not being an active listener and a good listener to a friend and engaging in toxic positivity. So it was many years ago, and a really good friend of mine got laid off from a job that she'd had for over 20 years. And let me just say, I was thrilled when I got the text that she got laid off. I was like, oh my God, this is the best news that she could ever receive. I'm so excited for her. She was stuck in that job. She needed to get out. It was a very good job, and she had a lot of perks and flexibility, but it wasn't fulfilling, and she had and has so much potential, and she was really staying in her comfort zone. And so, yes, I was judging, but because I wanted more for her, and I wanted her to just, I wanted her just to like fly free and be all she could be. And so when she got laid off, and then we talked later, and she was freaking out. And of course, you know, in my mind, I was like, hallelujah, mazel tov, like, this is amazing. But I zipped my lip. I wanted to say, this is the best thing that has ever happened to you. But I stopped myself. And it was in that moment, it was hard. And I stopped myself because she was scared and she needed to vent and she was worried and disappointed. And she was also like, oh my God. And so I listened. I kept my trap shut. I let her talk it out and I validated what she was feeling. And, you know, I think it can be difficult for some people to deal with hard emotions in difficult moments. And it can be difficult to sit with other people when they are going through a hard time and just be with them and listen and try not to fix it or make things better or, you know, too soon share your story so you can commiserate. But, you know, do you want your feelings or you know, emotions invalidated or ignored? Absolutely not. We need validation from ourselves and from those that we share with. And so a few weeks later, she, my very good friend, then, you know, started to realize like, oh, okay, actually, this is scary being laid off, but it's actually a good thing. And she was starting to see the possibilities. And when she shared that with me, then I was like, hells yes. And I agreed with her and I was like, yes. Like, of course this is scary. And this is like, you know, this is a lot to deal with. It's huge after being in a job for over 20 years. And, you know, I was really practicing being, you know, a good listener and a good friend and not just invalidating her. And when she was ready to come to me and share that she'd started to open up, then I was like, oh, hells yeah, this is it. And just support her in how she wanted and needed to be supported. So, you know, no one's perfect at this. Like, we're all doing the best we can. And I am and have been for, you know, a while, just very acutely aware to really work on being an active, supportive listener and ask my friends, you know, and people that I'm working with, like, what do you need? What do you need? Sometimes we think we know what's best for others, and hey, maybe we do, but ultimately it's got to come from within. So, you know, speaking of active listener, go back and listen to episode 43, being an active listener. Being an active listener. If you're recognizing, like, oh, sometimes it is really hard for me just to listen and hold space, or even if you're doing great at it, I think that's a great episode to revisit. Okay. So why is toxic positivity harmful to our health? Well, I mean, I've kind of touched upon it, but let's just, like, name this stuff. Okay. So number one, it can be shaming. We need to know that all of our emotions are valid. It can cause guilt. It can send the message that if you don't remain positive, that you're doing something wrong. So, you know, suppressing and avoiding authentic human emotions it ain't good. We know this. It does not good. It will fester, and it will express itself in other forms and ways. When we suppress and avoid human emotions, that they don't just go away. It perpetuates feeling invalidated, misunderstood, isolated, and it prevents growth. So we want to be super mindful. You know, of course it's normal and understandable not to want to deal with uncomfortable and negative emotions sometimes. Like, of course. And, you know, we need to remember that these feelings don't just go away. We do need to eventually process them and nurture them and address them. So acknowledge them and really try to understand where these feelings might be coming from, and then think about really healthy ways that you can work through it. So go back and, you know, listen to episode 17, Are You Emotionally Honest? Okay, so let's talk about the difference between toxic positivity and being optimism. So first of all, trying to remain positive is a good thing. Optimism and positive thoughts and positive thinking are so helpful and can be extremely valuable when it comes to your overall well-being and curbing negative thoughts and self-criticism, negative self-talk. And so let's just talk about positivity. So what is it? So the dictionary definition of positivity is the practice of being or tendency to be positive or optimistic in attitude. And it's so interesting that they say that it says positivity is a practice. So it's a practice? Yes, it's a practice. So positivity, you know, sometimes many people are just more have that kind of like disposition. But, you know, positivity isn't necessarily something that you just are. It's actually something that you do. So, you know, positive thinking also just doesn't mean, you know, ignoring the negativities in your life. But it's being this practice of recognizing all the range of emotions And okay, and then optimism. So optimism is about hopefulness and acknowledging the positive sides of things and having confidence and anticipating, essentially expecting favorable or positive outcomes. So there is a lot of research on optimism and having a positive perspective that shows that having a positive attitude and a positive perspective really greatly improves mental and emotional well-being. And, you know, genuine optimism and positive framing or positive reframing are, you know, when we use these tools, they're used as healthy coping mechanisms. And it is absolutely not, I've said this a million times in this podcast, it's not about denying or invalidating your negative emotions. It's about supporting yourself and helping yourself through the uncomfortable emotions. And, you know, we can still be optimistic when we are dealing with a painful experience. And at the same time, we need to care for ourselves and allow ourselves to feel through our emotions. And that is self-compassion. That is self-acceptance. That is self-love. So, all right. Are you ready for some non-toxic alternatives? These are great phrases to think about and practice on yourself when you're going through a hard time or when you're listening to a friend. I am here for you. Describe what you're feeling. I'm listening. That must be really hard. What do you need right now? How can I help? Your feelings are valid. How can I support you through this? It seems like this is really difficult. Do you want to talk about it? So what's really beautiful about this is it is honoring and giving the person who's going through something holding them emotionally, energetically, you are there. That's what we need, right? That's what we need. And, you know, toxic positivity is often super subtle. We've all engaged in it before, and that's okay. It's really about, you know, learning to recognize it. And then you're able to catch yourself and then give and receive more authentic support when you're going through something that isn't easy or another person's going through something that isn't easy. So, you know, start noticing toxic positivity statements and then work to let yourself and others feel all emotions, every type of emotion. So how do we do this? How do we deal with toxic positivity? So it's about recognizing, just awareness, recognizing, oh, wow, this is what I'm doing. And I think I'm trying to be helpful, but holy crapola, I don't think I am. Another way to deal with toxic positivity is really just noticing how you feel, being realistic about what you feel, and not being afraid also to challenge the person who's being toxically positive. If someone is coming at you with that, you can say, wait, this doesn't feel good. I know you're trying to help and be supportive, but what I need right now is, and then tell them what you need. Also, knowing that it's okay to feel more than one thing. We can be terrified and afraid and also hopeful and optimistic. It's about validating all emotions and also putting your feelings into words. Writing in a journal can be so, so, so helpful. So let's just, you know, give ourselves permission to feel our feelings and embrace the ebb and flow of our feelings, that all of our feelings are real and valid and important. And, you know, often despite being uncomfortable, it is vital to be there for yourself and sit with your feelings and give yourself the time and space to process the situation, the circumstance, whatever it is, and accept your emotions before you just, you know, quickly take action. So here is to healthy optimism, mindful optimism, and allowing yourself to feel your feelings and giving yourself and, you know, and also receiving love and support along the way. So thank you so much for tuning in today. I appreciate you. And speaking of receiving love and support, if you are seeking personalized guidance with an anti-inflammatory diet and lifestyle, I would love to help you. Email me at info@thewellnessheadquarters.com and let's talk. And until next week, say something nice to yourself, slow down you eat, and say yes to rest. Hey, if what you're hearing resonates with you, I created a free resource just for you, Anti-Inflammatory Living, The Essential Guide. To get your free copy, head over to guide.thewellnessheadquarters.com. That's guide.thewellnessheadquarters.com to receive your free Anti-Inflammatory Living, The Essential Guide.